Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. You can follow us at stevegruber.com. Drop me a line there. We go to the mailbag a lot, as you know. And with the midterms less than 3 weeks away now, I'm interested in what's driving your vote come November the 6th. Joining me is Laura Trump, part of the Trump family, and she's out on the road stumping for Republican candidates and so forth. Laura, welcome to the conversation.
Hey, Steve. Thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you here. The big effect that I'm seeing, obviously people are talking about this, the Kavanaugh effect, which I mentioned early on. I said if the Democrats continue to go down that road and hang their hat on allegations that are 35-plus years old, they can't find the corroboration, it's going to have a blowback. And I'm seeing that in places like Montana, Nevada, Arizona, places your father-in-law, the president, is on his way to hold rallies in the next few days. What are you seeing? What are you hearing on the road?
Well, you're exactly right. I think the Democrats showed their true colors with the entire Kavanaugh hearing. It was an absolute disgrace. This is a man whose reputation preceded him. He was the epitome of a judge his entire career, lauded by all. And then all of a sudden in the 11th hour, as you said, the Democrats come up with these nonsensical 30-some-odd-year-old charges. And then you saw the way that they tried to take down just this innocent man that really has done such great service to this country. It was an absolute disgrace, but I think people were paying attention, and I think people are sick and tired of this kind of nonsense. You cannot try and sully someone's good name based on non-corroborating, you know, kind of chaotic, nonsensical stories.
Sure.
And you know, we had two people there whose lives will never be the same. But I think the people of this country paid attention. And if that is the kind of nonsense that you want to see happen in Washington, D.C., then stay home and don't vote on November 6th. But if you are tired of that kind of nonsense, for lack of a better word, you have to get out and you have to vote for Trump-supporting Republicans, because all the good that we've seen happen in this country since Donald Trump took office could come to a screeching halt if the Democrats get control of the House and Senate. And make no mistake about it, they will try and impeach him. So well, this is so, so important and so critical that people get involved in the midterm elections and make sure you're voting Republican.
You know, impeachment is what's on the horizon, and you're right about that, because that's the plan, which is, I think it's political suicide, because they'll have a razor-thin margin, the Democrats, possibly in the House. I believe the U.S. Senate, if you look at all the races and add them up, they're going to pick up, the Republicans will pick up 4 to 6 seats in the United States Senate. They'll pick up Indiana, they'll pick up Missouri, North Dakota for sure, likely Florida, as we watch all of these things play out. But the surge is to the right. But I like what you were saying there, Laura Trump with us here on the program. I like the fact that the Kavanaugh effect, you can't just believe people because they say these things happen. We can't believe our daughters and sacrifice our sons. And I think that's what resonated with people.
Absolutely. And I have a 13-month-old son. I thought about this the entire time, and I think every parent did out there watching this. Whether you have a son or a daughter, it's really scary to think that people are advocating for believing one party above all without asking any questions. Just believe women. I don't understand that, and I'm a woman. And it really shows the direction that the Democrats want to take this country. You know, you have people that have become so extreme that they are advocating for socialism in many respects. There are people within the Democrat Party. I mean, that's the direction that they are headed. And it should scare people, and it should wake you up. And if you thought about not going out and voting in the midterms, you better get up, you better take your neighbors, you better take your friends, get out and vote. And I actually don't believe the polls right now, just like I didn't believe the polls in 2016, because there are a lot of people out there that are afraid to talk about their true feelings and the way that they will go into a voting booth and when no one is looking, vote.
I
knew they would vote for
that.
Donald Trump. I knew my father-in-law would be president. I knew the exit polls would be wrong then, and I don't fully believe them now. So I think there's a lot of great support out there. I think the Kavanaugh effect has galvanized the Republican base. People are angry. This is not the direction we want this country to head. And I think people are ready to make sure we hold on to the House and Senate.
I agree with you on several points there. Laura Trump here with us. How long have you and Eric been married?
We've been married for almost 4 years. In fact, our anniversary was Election Day in 2016, November 8th.
Congratulations on that. Quite a present
for you.
The point that I was getting at was you didn't necessarily sign on to be involved in at that time. You didn't know that your father-in-law was going to run for president, did you?
Right. No. Eric and I have been together for almost 11 years. He took his time before we got married.
Well, we'll talk to him about that next time he's on the program. Yeah, I'll ask you about that next time he's on the program. What took so long? I mean, obviously he outkicked his coverage here, Laura. I'm just going to say that for him.
There you go.
And good for you.
I won't disagree.
But you've really embraced this role of being a spokesperson for the president, for the administration, for everything that's going on. So you've really excelled, and now you're out there obviously stumping. It's not something you anticipated.
Oh, absolutely not. I could have never predicted any of this in my life before. I grew up in and was born and raised in North Carolina. And after I moved to New York and Eric and I started dating, of course, I could have never anticipated this, but it's the most important thing that I could be doing right now. I'm so honored that my father-in-law has given me the opportunity to participate in something so historic. And I really do feel like the best thing I could be doing right now is helping him on his reelection, helping with the midterm, because having a one-year-old son, There's nothing that is more important to me than to know the direction of this country is on the right track, that we are headed towards prosperity, that the country is, you know, the economy stays booming as it is, that we are respected on the world stage, that all the great things and accomplishments that we've seen under President Donald Trump continue. And so that's why I'm out. And unfortunately, I'm spending a lot of time on the road these days, but it's so important. Because I really can't overstate the importance of Congress as it relates to the president and making sure that the Republicans maintain control.
Hard work that needs to be done. You know, you made a comment here a moment ago. You never had a doubt that your father-in-law, that Donald Trump, was going to be elected president on your anniversary, November the 8th. but you watch interviews like I saw with Leslie Stahl over the weekend from 60 Minutes, who says in her narrative, well, Donald Trump looked like he was shocked that he won, surprised that he had won, and looked a little bit, you know, out of his element or something. Your father-in-law, Donald Trump, thought he was going to win, didn't he?
Oh, he absolutely did. You could not have come to a Trump rally in 2016 and have had any question as to whether or not this man would become president. The enthusiasm across the country for Donald Trump in 2016 was unlike anything this country has ever seen. I've never experienced something like that. The fact that people would come to see me, and I'm his daughter-in-law, shocked me whenever I would go out and stump for him places. It was really incredible, and more so than anything, it was a movement within this country. People sick and tired of career politicians promising them everything, going to Washington, D.C., delivering nothing. Here was a man who had nothing to gain from becoming president. In fact, his life was probably a lot easier before he became president than it is now. He would still be admired by all the media and Hollywood if he had never decided to run for president. Believe me, he spent a lot of his own money on this, and he really did it for the American people. He did it because he loves this country, and I truly think he knew that he was probably one of the few people that could do this and do the job right and actually bring the country back, because we were headed in a very, very scary direction.
Laura Trump, greatly appreciate your time here today. Back to the campaign trail for you, but I look forward to talking to you again soon. Obviously, the midterm's now less than 3 weeks away, and we'll see how it plays out. But I see a turn to the right for a variety of reasons, jobs, immigration, maybe Judge Kavanaugh. I'll give you the last word.
Oh, absolutely. And I can't tell people enough, if you're happy with what you've seen happen in this country, if you're happy with the lowest unemployment numbers, with the highest GDP, with the respect on the world stage, with everything that this president is doing, the tax cuts, which the Democrats have already told us they'll take away the second they get control, you have to get out and vote. And thanks to everyone who's out there working hard. I know we have volunteers all across this country. Keep it up. November 6th, get out and vote.
Laura, greatly appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you sometime soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to talk to you.